Bear Podcast 488. Always copied, never duplicated.
It involves showing more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of cake.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. Do you think he's closeted? Just closeted.
And I got my ass chewed out by everything.
It's Thanksgiving. The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and chocolate.
Just that. I saw it on Facebook.
Do some sexting with
you're me. Listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray, and this is episode 488, Bear Podcast.
Yes.
Always copied but never duplicated.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So, okay, it's October 1st. It's actually a Tuesday. We're recording this, and we just came from a
Chinese buffet.
Chinese buffet. It's called the Human Chef. What is it?
Hunan Chef.
Hunan Chef.
Human yeah, you chef. Call it the Human Chef.
I call it the Human Chef. So they serve humans. Yeah, we went there. We ate a lot. So Ray is really full right now. So
I'm about to explode.
Oh my god! And then we got our fortune cookies. And it says there, and mine said, what did yours say?
Mine said you were expect
unexpected
guest
or something.
A surprise guest or something like that.
And mine says, count 3 months from today, and there will be a surprise for me.
Which will be Maynard's birthday.
It's birthday, exactly. Three months from today.
My God, it's hard to believe Christmas is less than 3 months away now.
I know, right?
Oh.
Wow. It's really fast.
Yeah.
Fast and coming. Yeah, and it's been a very busy week because I just came from Bear Tubing. I'm wearing the shirt right now.
Hey.
And great job to the people at Bear Tubing.
Yep.
Chris, Mark, and who else? There's so many of them. Romeo. There's so many of you guys. So volunteers. It's really it's pretty much an unrun with people in the Kamal River. Just really rent a tube. And you float all the way down. It was it's really fun.
How's the water levels? Were they high or low?
They're pretty low. Some people were scraping their butts in the water.
Yeah, I think I broke my tailbone last time I went tubing, so that's why I hadn't been in a while.
You went before? When was that? A couple of years ago?
Yeah, and that's just more than a couple of years ago, because the last time I went was with Clay and Chris, and they broke up a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
That water was so low, I hit a hard spot, and I swear to God, my tailbone broke.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
Okay, Ray, so you have to show us somebody here.
Yes. My adventure this weekend is my little friend sitting right here. His name is Man E. That's M-A-N dash capital E, Man E. Because he the man.
So
he is my new baby.
What's with the E? Man dash E.
Well, you know, if somebody could be named Farfanugan or Jamangelo or Angelo, I can name
Man E. Welcome to the family. He's so cute. Okay, what kind is he?
He is a Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua.
And since, you know,
Taco Bell.
I'm dating a Puerto Rican, you know, we got to have a Chihuahua.
Oh, that's right. Taco Bell, look at that.
Taco Bell, that thing. Taco Bell.
Oh, that's so cute.
But he's a rescue dog, which I highly encourage everybody to get. So he's about a year old. He's still a little timid, shy around us, but he's sweet.
He's so sweet.
He's just a big old baby. A big old baby. So he's my new child.
Yeah.
So.
So among all the dogs that you saw, what are the other choices?
Well, there are a bunch of other puppies there, but they're all big puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And Pokey is a good medium-sized dog, but she doesn't like dogs her size. So the smaller male dogs she gets along real well with. So we figured, Robbie's cousin, Robin, has a little terrier, a little, like, Toto dog miniature.
Oh, Toto dog, a Cairn terrier.
Something like that. It's a little small terrier. But
it's a Toto dog.
Pokey and him get along great, so we figured another little dog. And they're starting to play with each other a little bit. They're ignoring each other Saturday and Sunday, and then I noticed yesterday they would kind of follow each other around and... They both of them, when I got home, they both jumped up on the couch because they were jealous because one was getting pet and not the other one. And they were kind of all on top of each other trying to get petted. So,
is he already fixed?
Yes. Okay. When you usually get a rescue dog, they're usually fixed.
Oh.
So,
cute puppy. So, wow, we have a new mascot now. It's a cute puppy. Okay,
he's a bear chihuahua.
It's a bear wawa.
He's a bear wawa.
He's a bear wawa.
So,
okay, so actually last weekend, coming from Renew Braunfels, it was a great. It was really great. Oh, I should tell you that. I don't know if I should say it. Mike was telling me, don't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. There was a lot of drama last week.
Gasp! Drama at a bear run? No.
Gay gasp. Yeah. Well, we're not going to elaborate on it, but it's really just
was there relationship disorder?
Yes, there was. There was a lot of them.
Was there crying?
There was lots of crying.
Was there nails being ripped off?
No, not at all, no.
Was earrings removed?
No. Nipple rings, probably.
Oh, nipple rings. Okay. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's just a weekend that people, you know, when people get a lot to drink, especially when you're floating around or you're at the bar or you're at the by the pool area, people get drunk and everything. So things happen. It always happens. And hopefully to these, people who had those fights, I hope everything's okay now. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, some of them, they're sober up, they realize their mistakes and work it all out.
Yeah, eventually they do.
Mm-hmm. But people that can't handle their liquor get on my nerves.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, have you ever had a big fight because you were drunk?
I don't think so. But I'm too much of a control freak, so I wouldn't let myself get that bad.
I see. I'm the same. I don't remember getting angry with someone or having a big fight because I'm drunk. Because when I get drunk, if I get tipsy or anything, I just get quiet.
Yeah.
And
I get all happy and flirty.
Laughing and everything. But
and lose some inhibitions and do some other things. But I don't think I've ever got drunk and like
got angry with someone.
Got angry and got in a fight and stuff. I had somebody I was dating one time get drunk. And I made them leave the bar because they were so drunk they could almost hardly stand up. And then they just started screaming at me on the way home. Mm. And it was just like, what the hell is, who in the hell is this person? So, but,
wow. So. Yeah, I'm pretty much the same. Actually, last weekend I didn't drink at all. So after bear tubing and everything, there were drinks. You could buy it from, you could float around with the beer, but with the beer in coolers. But you cannot take him out of the cooler. I mean, you can't drink from the cans.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is, you can drink. You can probably hide your drink.
Yeah.
If you could get the $75 per drink if they catch you. But anyway, so that evening
after the tubing, cups to put.
Oh, you can put it in cups, and they would know. They wouldn't know what it is. So yeah. They wouldn't know what it is.
So I can have my big gulp.
Yeah, you can have your big gulp.
My bubble cup, bubble keg, bubble keg. That's what it's called.
Bubble keg. So that evening, I didn't even drink. So. It rained so hard, so we were okay. The whole tubing, fine.
Because I've been on that river and been in rain for 3 hours, an electrical storm.
Oh God, that's scary.
And if you've never been on the Kamal River here in Texas, it's this nice long, gently flowing river, and you can float down it and everything. But once you get past a certain point, all the property on either side of the river is private.
Yes, that's right.
And if they catch you out on the property, they'll arrest you for trespassing or fine you. And there are signs all the way along telling you that because people don't want people getting out and messing up the property, which I understand. Yeah. But there's also a lot of homes that kind of back up to the river and they have that's their backyard.
Their backyard is the river.
Yeah. So, but I was, 3 hours on it, pouring down rain, lightning striking everywhere. It was not a fun time for me. And you couldn't get out of the water. There was just no way get out of the water, so
you just keep floating.
Just kept on floating.
But I find it was really fun. It was next time we'll get ready. We need those mugs at least
bubble cups. Yeah, that way you can zip time to you.
Yeah, I did bring my camcorder, my waterproof one.
Oh, did you?
So I got to the one I've been using instead of this camera. If you're watching the video right now, I used to use that camera just to film this, but now I'm using a different camera. But anyway, I'm using
so there'll be plenty of shots flashing through the show.
Yeah, that's right. And we do that. And we'll probably make a separate video because there were parts where, you know, we were going through a shoot. What do you call it? A shoot?
Rapids.
A rapid, really fast. You go in and I took videos from there. It was really fun. I took some videos of Dave also falling off the tube. So... Okay, so anyway, it was a weekend of rain Saturday night.
Yes. Well, it poured all day here in Houston. I mean, it was pouring just like you can't see in front of you, and it'd do that for like 30 minutes, and it'd stop, and then it'd rain regularly, and then it'd let up for about 15, 20 minutes, and then it'd start back again. So it was just pouring here on Saturday.
So good for our lawns, right?
Yeah, good for our lawns.
Okay, so after that, I had to drive really fast. Oh, by the way, shout out to my friend, to our friend Jerry. Jerry and Joe. Jerry had a party last weekend also. We weren't able to get to go, but we did see him Sunday morning for brunch. And shout out, he's listening to this show on Stitcher Radio. So
hey.
Oh, we have people. Yeah, Stitcher Radio. This podcast is on Stitcher Radio, so you can just yeah.
We're in a bunch of different places.
We're all over the place. Okay, so we got to see him, and then Mike and I did some shopping in New Brunswick. I think we went to San Marcos, and then
I went to the outlet malls in San Marcos,
and then we went to the Alamo also.
Did you find the basement?
We didn't find the basement at all. There was no basement.
Okay.
So,
if you don't know what he's talking about, you'll have to get him to explain that to you, because I didn't get it at first either. And then I was like, oh, now I know what you're talking about.
So. Yeah, he remembers now. It's been a long time. But anyway, so after that, I have to hurry home. I have to drive about 3 hours all the way home because I had to catch my favorite TV show that ended last weekend, Breaking Bad. And Breaking Bad is the last episode last Sunday. I should say it was a good ending, because they had these episodes that built up to it.
Ah, well, that's good.
Not like some series like maybe Lost or Sopranos that, hey, let's make it the last episode. Let's make it. Let's make it vague or something. Here, this real closure, and you'll be satisfied with how it ended, and the things, all the questions are answered, no loop, no plot holes or anything. But like I said, like other series, let's finish this. Let's just make a plot that would kill the guy or kill the protagonist, and we're done. Yeah.
So there's no more TV shows, no movies, no spinoffs. No.
Yeah, here with Breaking Bad, they had flash forwards and flashbacks.
They've always been big about doing the flashback.
Yes, but this one they did a lot of flash forwards, and they said that on his 52nd birthday, he'll be in this place. So they did that all those build up until the whole resolution in the end happened. Mm-hmm. Where people got free and people, the right people died and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good ending. It's one of the best series. If you haven't watched it, they won an Emmy. Even Anna Gunn, one of the actors there, she won Best Supporting Actress for in a drama series. So, and of course, Breaking Bad won the Emmy for Best Drama, I guess. So yeah, it's really good.
I'm about midway through season 3, so I can keep catching up.
Yeah.
Maybe by the time I get caught up, they'll have the final season on.
They'll have the DVD next month or so. Anyway, so in Breaking Bad, we want to go on with other movie and TVs.
Well, this must be kind of be an entertainment episode today, because we got a lot to talk about. What on the while we're on topics before we go into movie and TV, which it kind of covers that. Mm-hmm. What did you think about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh yeah, we watched it last week. Actually, as we are recording this, it's recording in our DVR.
That's right.
So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's a good start. It's a good but a little bit slow start for me.
Yeah.
And of course, they had to put a hero in. Well, more like a person with powers.
Powers,
or something
yeah.
Like, because it is Marvel, and it's supposed to be a prequel or something.
Well,
it's not a prequel.
Well, now it's a prequel. It happens right after the Avengers 2 movie.
Yeah, it happens after the Avengers 2 movie. So,
because Jason Paulson is killed in Avengers 2, if y'all didn't already know that. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
That's from the movie.
Well, if you haven't watched Avengers, you would know that he died back then.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's alive here. Okay, what do you think? Do you think he's a clone or something?
I don't know. He's either a robot or a clone.
A robot or a clone. That's interesting. That's a good theory. Who would make a
But I like the very last scene of the TV show last week.
I can't remember. What was the last scene?
Remember what happened when he got in his car?
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay, I remember. It kind of did something like Men in Black.
Yeah. Well, no, in the comic books, that's a big thing, that they have those.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's an ongoing theme through S.H.I.E.L.D., like the Helicarrier and Avengers 2. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing for S.H.I.E.L.D. All through, it's very different incarnations. They all have a Helishield, which is this floating fortress that they have.
Oh, that's right.
So,
but this one, they had the plane.
Well, this one, they had the plane.
They had to keep it cheap, I guess.
Well,
it's easier to CGI its plane than
it's
plane.
Well, it's easier CGI plane, but it's also, set-wise, you have it's smaller sets that you have to build.
Smaller sets, plus it's more realistic,
Realistic, yeah.
You don't move around. It's kind of weird. It's very wasteful of tax dollars. Good God.
Don't even get me started on tax dollars when the government shut down today. Because I noticed they still took taxes out of my paycheck today when I got it. Even though they shut down, they got theirs, even though we ain't getting ours. So enough said on that.
What a shutdown. So right now, I really felt the shutdown thing, because some of the services that we use at work, or some government, you know, computer website services, they're all shut down. Also, I thought they were kidding, but it's for real. I guess it's really a shutdown thing for, you know, the whole thing. The whole government thing. And schools, parks, is that what it is also?
Not schools, but any government-run agency.
Parks.
Parks, yeah. National monuments, stuff like that. So
that's really sad. Oh, well. Anyway, okay, so Ray, what do we have?
On to movies and TV. Okay, we're getting close to the end of the fall season premieres and new shows and restarts of shows. So, new or returning shows that are coming this week on Sunday, 10th, excuse me, my allergies are causing my mustache itch. Sunday, which is October 6th, The Witches of East End, which is kind of a spinoff of Witches of Eastwick.
It's on the Gay Channel.
It's on the Gay Channel. Lifetime. Channel for women and gay men. it comes on 10, 9 Central. It's kind of a spinoff of the Witches of Eastwick, which I think they did a series before that lasted almost a season.
That's right.
But it didn't go through. So so Lifetime's giving it a swing. So,
I remember that.
Monday, October 7th, Beauty and the Beast comes back on CW Network, 9-8 Central. You know, that's another one of my pretty white people with powers, vampires, witches, whatever series. So
Beauty and the Best.
Beauty and the Best. Tuesday on October 8th, Supernatural comes back to CW, 9-8 Central. Wednesday, you got CW, you got The Arrow premiering at 8-7 Central. The new show, The Tomorrow People.
I'm looking forward to that one.
So I'm hoping it's going to be as good as the original one was. And then, of course, Wednesday night, 10-9 Central, America Horror Story, Coven premieres, which is about the witches in New Orleans.
Are they set in New Orleans?
It's set in New Orleans.
Oh, my
this
God.
Series is just set in New Orleans.
Yeah, I watched the first two seasons
I'm going to watch this one. Thursday, October 10th, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland premieres, which is the all-spin of Once Upon a Time. So this happens in Wonderland with Alice and her craziness.
So it's the story of Alice now.
Yeah. So, and of course, the big one, 12 days from now, is the series premiere of The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. We're wearing the appropriate T-shirts for our events and TV shows.
I walked through the restaurant tonight, and some guy was like, 12 more days, 12 more days. I was like, yep. So
I'm looking forward to it, because it's really different now from what the comic books is right now. Because it's really, it's spun off. Things are really different. It's like True Blood. It really veered off from the book already.
Well, yeah.
This one is really,
but it's still
really
picking up
off
and doing some different things.
Some small things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but you got to have separation between the two, I think, at some point.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, it'll be interesting to see this year if, you know, the where's the city they go to?
Atlanta.
No, where they went the safe town is.
Oh yeah.
Where they built the wall.
Yeah. What is that? I forgot the name. But anyway, so that
anyway, I'm wondering if they're going to use that town in Georgia where the governor was, if they're going to turn that into it, since it's already set up and they have it kind of worked out and planned out and the set's there. So it'll be interesting to see that. So, do you want to take the next one?
Which one? This
Walking Dead.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. I thought we were really done with The Walking Dead. So, The Walking Dead web series explains crucial moment from episode 1. episode one from the very beginning? Oh, okay. I haven't read this really, so just bear with me. So AMC released a new web series based on their hit series, The Walking Dead, chronicling a lost incident set in the world of on the TV show.
And that premiered today on AMC's website.
I have to see that then.
So we haven't watched it yet. We got to watch it tonight.
So the three episodes may feature all new characters, but a key scene sheds new shocking light on an event that stretches all the way back to the first episode of The Walking Dead. So in the series, Karina, who's a... Karina and Paul, are the only survivors of a massive walker attack on their camp, barely escaping with their lives in a very very Hyundai Tucson Limited.
Which is a sponsor of the show.
Sponsor of the show, of course. Which has a lot of trunk space and seems like the perfect car to drive during the apocalypse. Karina quickly finds that Paul is in dire need of medical help. They end up at a boarded up hospital and maybe about to be a zombie bait, but don't worry though. Has a lot of experience with doctors, having played Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors.
Maybe. You jumped there. You lost me.
Okay, sorry.
Don't worry though. They're saved at the hospital.
Oh yeah, okay. They end
up saved the last minute by Gail, a doctor played by Ellen Green.
And
Ellen Green was on the movie version of Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, okay.
She played Audrey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So anyway, so because she's dating a dentist in that movie.
Yeah.
And he insists she call him doctor. You guys need to watch more musicals at this point.
Okay? Yeah, you're gay.
It's very gay. You're gay, so you should know. Yeah. So, but this isn't just any hospital. It's the hospital Rick wakes up in after a month in a coma, finding himself in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. Yep, the same hospital from the first episode of The Walking Dead. Not only that, but Paul is the guy who spray paints the iconic words, "Don't open." Oh, I remember that. "Don't open. Dead inside." On the cafeteria doors. Something Rick discovers after emerging from his coma. Which raises a number of questions. Did Green know that Rick was at the hospital? Did Green's mercy killings to doctor survive? And if so, will we see her again? What's next for Paul? His new zombie pet and their oath that one lives, all live. We'll just have to find out when The Walking Dead returns to AMC on October 13th. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So just going to be some kind of that's kind of a prequel, I guess.
Well, I guess they're doing these webisodes. I guess people went and saw the series, and now you got all this fan fiction. Maybe somebody wrote something, and they liked it enough. They went and did the webisode things to kind of pique interest in the series and bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
People, because I'm sure there's going to be a marathon next week of The Walking Dead, so you can see all seasons up till it premieres Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's usually what they do. So we'll see.
So I'm wondering if that was also in the comic book, that sign. I can't remember anymore. But anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, okay, so right now we don't have any bear runs to talk about, but if you do have a bear run to promote, you can email us at events@bearpodcast.com. So if you have dates and websites and everything, or we can have you in the show, it would be great to have you in the show to talk about your event. So again, that's events@bearpodcast.com.
We're floating.
We're going in. Woo! Oh! Ah.
Just in case.
Just in case I fall.
Good job.
Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Bizarre.
Okay.
Okay, this week's gay. And this, I condense this article down from The Guardian about gay discrimination in the entertainment industry, so it's going to be a little chopped up, but I just wanted to get the meat of it because we didn't have all night to sit here and talk about it, so we ain't got time for all that. So it's an hour long, it's less than an hour long show, we ain't got time for all that. So anyway, gay discrimination in the entertainment industry has not gone away, fine survey. A wide-ranging study by the Screen Actors Guild suggests that homophobic comments are common and other forms of job discrimination are still prevalent. A survey by the Screen Actors Guild has concluded that significant discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered performers persists in the entertainment industry. A third of respondents felt that the entertainment industry was biased against LGBT performers.
Really?
While on-set prejudice appears to be rife, over half the LGBT actors who responded said they heard directors and actors make anti-gay comments.
Oh, shit.
In terms of actual job discrimination, 9% of gay or lesbian respondents said they had been turned down for a job because of their sexual orientation, while earnings by LGBT actors were lower as daily average than their heterosexual counterparts, despite, according to SAG's analysts, they're getting similar types of roles. Most intriguing, perhaps, are the statistics around marketability. While there was a common assumption among the actors themselves that LGBT actors are marketable in straight roles, 45% of the lesbian and gay respondents strongly believe that producers and studio executives think LG performers are less marketable. However, only 15% of the heterosexuals responded felt the same. The best news perhaps to come out of the survey is that 72% of the lesbian and gay actors who were out said it had no effect on their careers, though playing a gay role appeared to affect things for LGBT actors more than heterosexuals, as a quarter said it had an impact on their later work.
Well, why would gay actors who are playing gay be more affected?
Because then they get stereotyped into that role, and it's different when you're playing a heterosexual and you're gay. Then you get in a role where you play gay, and then you try to move to a heterosexual role, everybody sees you as gay.
Mm. But if you're gay and you're playing a heterosexual role, like Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
His character in How I Met Your Mom.
Mother is straight. But everybody knows he's gay.
Everybody knows he's gay.
But he's marketable.
Yeah, well, but is good.
How many people have had an acting career from Queer as Folk?
You're right. Was it
once Queer as Folk was over with, they've done bits and small parts, and a couple of them have tried to show up in other things, but they were doing bit parts in early gay movies, or you haven't really seen them in other episodes.
Who's the guy? Parks? Neil Parks? I can't remember his name. He's also in The Soup. He comes up as a host on The Soup.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's the boyfriend of. He's the best friend of Brian Kinney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian Kinney, the one who plays Brian Kinney, is out also. Again, we don't see him anymore either. Yeah.
He showed up on a TV show where it was the Circle, the Secret Circle, which I think got canceled after its first season. It was a CW show.
Oh.
Unless it's going to come back mid-season. I haven't found it. I got to go look it up and see. But I think it got canceled. But he played the father of one of the girls that was a witch, because he used to be a witch.
Oh, okay.
On the show. But it was a very whippy role. So.
Yeah. Who else? The one who played Justin is out of the loop also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right. Queer as Folk actors are.
The only Queer as Folk that's ever done anything is the British cast was the guy that played the kid.
Oh, there and
over there. Now he's doing Pacific Rim and all these other roles. But he's not a gay actor. He's actually straight.
Oh.
Playing gay roles is different. It's like...
there's discrimination there.
Yeah. It's like if you watch... what is it? Oh, what's the damn TV show?
White Supremacists?
No, not White Supremacists.
White
Collar.
White Collar, okay.
You got... What's his name that was up for the role... In 50 Shades of Grey. He plays a straight...
50 Shades of Grey, it's a movie?
It's being made into a movie.
It's being made to movie?
Did you not... Have you not been listening to our last 3 or 4 podcasts?
I think we did.
In the last month.
I can't remember what we talked about months ago.
So anyway, I'm trying to remember what his name is, and I can't because my mind just went blank because I'm old and bitter and my mind didn't work anymore. But he was up for the role as Christian Grey.
Okay.
He plays a straight guy on White Collar. He's the criminal straight guy in White Collar.
Okay, okay.
One of the writers of 50 Shades of Grey said, he's gay, he can't play Christian Grey. Because in real life, he's gay.
Oh.
But the actress that's got cast as Christian Grey used to play a gay guy on the British Queer as Folk TV show.
Wait. Because he's straight. So
because he's straight.
So there you go. The discrimination.
But there's this big thing months ago about this guy coming off, and they finally told that Ryder to sit down and shut his ass. So
yeah. Wow.
Because it didn't matter, but apparently it did. You can play gay, but if you are gay, it's another story. But I just thought it was a very interesting article
but
to come up.
Don't they make good roles? Because they know how to really act gay.
I mean, in theory, you know, like Neil Patrick Harris, every time I see him, I was like, oh, he's a cute gay guy. But that still doesn't take away that I know he's a damn good actor.
Yeah,
that,
that's true.
That I, you know, it's just like every time I see him, I also think he's Doogie Howser.
That's true.
You know, and certain people, like, every time you see George Takei, you think Star Trek. And now I think, well, he's an older gay guy that's done a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, it's one of those things, but I don't think it takes away from their marketability. I don't know. So,
do you think George Takei is the top? Oh, you don't want to imagine it.
There's just some things we don't need to imagine.
Okay. All right.
Now, back in the 70s, I'd have been all over George Takei.
Oh, really?
Yes.
During the fencing days?
During the fencing days on Star Trek, yes. I'd have been all over that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I like this story that you got.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the geek. Okay.
I don't think you can get any geekier than this.
That's right, because this is near my heart too. Because it is.
Let's hope it doesn't go through your heart.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so either. Too. Okay, Star Wars lightsabers finally invented. So scientists.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Oh wait, wrong song.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Scientists in America have accidentally found a way forward, to the creation of real life weapons as used by Jedi Knights. Zoink, zoink, zoink. Okay. So, wannabe Jedi Knights rejoice. Scientists have discovered that the famous lightsaber weapon wielded by Luke Skywalker and his ilk. In the long-running space of opera saga, might one day exist beyond the realms of fiction. Harvard and MIT physicists, writing in the new edition of Nature, say they have discovered a way to bind photons together in order to form a new molecule, which behaves almost exactly like George Lucas's deadly device. But it's all photons. Will it be deadly, though? Will it slice?
I guess if you can line them up the right way.
Yeah.
Slice.
Yeah. So most of the properties of light we know about originate from the fact that photons are massless and do not interact, said Harvard University physics professor Mikhail Lukin. what we have done is create a special type of medium on which photons interact with each other so strongly that they act as though they have mass and bind together to form molecules. Ooh, I'm excited. It's not an inapt analogy to compare this to lightsabers. When these photons interact with each other, they're pushing against and deflect each other. So the physics of what's happening in these molecules is similar to what we see in the movies. Oh, when they hit each other, it kind of... I don't know about the sound, though. Okay, so inexplicably... reports suggest that physicists have not yet begun the process of using the technology to build actual lightsaber-style weapons, nor they have perfected the thwom sound tradition. I guess you put a speaker beside it whenever it hits.
Well, it's like the fake ones when you cut it and it goes
zzzz. Yeah, we should have that kind of sound. So, yeah, so the thwom sound traditionally manifested by when dueling Jedis do battle. With a new trilogy of Star Wars on the way after Studio Disney bought all rights to the series, all the series through its acquisition of Lucasfilms for $4.05 billion in October last year. It's been a year now. Okay. Mm-hmm. One can only assume scientists are biding their time for a Christmas 2015 debut in toy stores. Reports that Star Wars fans worldwide are desperately poring over new ways to motivate them confirmed at the time of publication. Okay, so these guys are producing a lightsaber.
Well, they're able to get photons to act like a lightsaber operates.
We're thinking probably...
So they're cracking the whip and these bitches are lining up so you can go slice and be physical and contain.
But it won't be a big one, though. It's going to be like a needle. Because they, what are they you, just do it in theory.
Let's hear this, size queen. What? It doesn't have to be all that big.
It could be. It could be.
It can be small or average.
Yeah. But then what
ask
I'm saying.
Ask Dave. He likes them small and average.
That is right. What I'm saying is these lightsabers are really probably even smaller than a needle. Because it's all in theory.
Well, it's in theory, but they're working it out. So by the time the movies, the next episode gets released, we might actually...
They might actually use real lightsabers.
So.
Oh. And you'll see some actors getting sliced up and die. Yeah. That's right. Oh my God, they're not real props.
But even
now.
If they could come up with some fake ones that don't cut or do anything, but they have mass and light and you can fight with them and stuff.
Oh, that would
that'd
work.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be like the Big Bang Theories. That'd be a great storyline for the Big Bang Theory that Sheldon invents the lightsaber.
And, you know, if let's say Spencer's or even, I don't know, Walmart or Sharper Image, because Sharper Image, I don't know if they're still open. I don't think they're open anymore. But if you have this, people would be lining up just to get the lightsaber.
You thought they were lining up for that iPhone, you just wait.
Yeah.
So
get a lightsaber.
Okay, now on to the bazaar. Okay. Pakumageddon?
Pakumagadon.
Pakumagadon. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
I thought it was like
Armageddon.
I thought it was like a Pikachu type thing or something. But
Pakumagadon.
Pakumagadon. Large testicle-eating fish services in Washington State. You know, I just had to tie it into the last couple episodes.
Oh my God. You... you had to bring it back in. Testicles being mangled. Yeah,
there you go.
Dicks, been forks.
The Paku, which has become known as the testicle eating fish, looks like a piranha with dentures because it's got these big teeth. And has now turned up in far flung locations from Denmark and France to Illinois, northern New Jersey. Now, reader has directed our attention to
a Paku.
Paku that has turned up in a suburban lake last month near Seattle, Washington. Actually, this fish was probably dumped into the lake after it outgrew its owner's tank, Jeff Holmes of the Washington Fish and Wildlife told the Huffington Post over the phone on Monday. Because the Paku grows very fast and can reach sizes up to 4 feet long, exotic fish owners often get rid of them by releasing them into natural water bodies.
That's stupid.
I know, because then they come in and destroy the local environment. It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is the fish can pose a danger for swimmers. Although Paku are vegetarians, they have molar-shaped teeth and strong jaws that let them crack open tree nuts.
Oh.
They will also eat small fish or meat lures. They're even said to have bitten human testicles, reportedly causing two fishermen in New Guinea to die of blood loss.
Why? Were they swimming naked? Two of them?
Well, you know, people like skinny dip.
Or I guess, and they get,
don't you like the skinny dip, man?
Blood loss because they're balls.
Well, I guess you get a big 4 foot fish come on, bite your nutsack off. You'd be bleeding to death.
You'd be bleeding to death too.
So.
Oh. So. Okay. So
and I've added in a new little segment because I keep finding stuff like this, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna start and it comes and I'm gonna put it under a bazaar because it's usually some bazaar bullshit. But we're gonna have our dumbass report of the week. So Maynard, take it away.
Okay. Naked man. What's the segment again? Dumbass.
Dumbass.
Naked man arrested after swimming away from crash, said the cops. This is in Owen Sound, Ontario. A 22-year-old man was arrested stark naked and smelling strongly of alcohol after he swam a lake to avoid arrest, police said. Ontario provincial police officers were called to the scene of a collision near Gould Lake in the Bruce Peninsula, located 20 kilometers northwest of Toronto, at about 5 p.m. on Saturday. The driver fled the scene and swam across the lake and was found hiding under a dock.
Holding his cock.
I bet he was, police said. Officers entered the water to arrest the naked man. The man's clothing was eventually located and marijuana was found with his clothes. That's why he took off his clothes, because it's got marijuana in it. Constable Peter Zier said, the 20-year-old has been charged with driving while disqualified.
That's a Canadian term.
What does that mean? Disqualified is
driving under. I think they call it disqualified up there. We call it under the influence here.
Oh, really? I didn't know. You Canadians.
Canadians, that's so crazy.
You Canadians. Okay. So I've been charged with driving while disqualified. I'm disqualified.
Yeah.
From the pageant. Oh my God, I'm disqualified.
You cannot be Miss World.
You cannot be Miss World. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Miss World. You know, Philippines won.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Anyway, okay. Yay. Aren't we supposed to do that video like screaming? And the winner is the Philippines. Ah!
No, that's so much a squid and a little gay Filipinos.
No, we're not going to do that, no. Okay, so anyway, so the 20-year-old has been charged with driving while disqualified. I still can't get my mind around that term. Driving while suspended. What about that one?
Well, he's got suspended license.
Suspended license. Failing to remain at the scene of a collision, impaired driving, driving a motor vehicle with over 80 milligrams of alcohol and possession of a controlled substance.
Yep.
Ass.
So now it'd been really, really dumbass if the Paku had been in that lake and chewed his balls off while he was swimming across.
While he was swimming across naked. So, getting arrested and bleeding to death, I guess.
That's right. So that's our dumbass, our new segment of the show that we're gonna try to have every week. So
okay.
Because there's always a dumbass out there doing something somewhere, and I can always find the articles.
Okay,
that's whether it be good. On Facebook or news or whatever, we can always find a dumbass.
That's a good segment. We can look for that. Okay, just a few shout outs. A few shout outs to a couple of new friends I met in the at the New Braunfels. It's James and Tim. We met them last weekend. It's good to hang out with them. I ate lunch with them at the TJ's Burger last. Saturday afternoon.
BJ and Blogger, what?
TJ's, oh, not TJ. BJ's. Oh. Yeah. Oh, speaking of BJ's. So we were in a room. It was kind of some kind of duplex. There's an upper and the lower lodge in the lodge.
Yeah, there's a top and a bottom.
There's a top and a bottom. We were on the top and it was raining so hard.
You were on top?
Yeah, so we were on top.
Okay.
It was raining so hard and everything, so we wanted to stay in and everything. And then around 11:30 and something, there was just lots of sounds. Sounds like, do that.
It wasn't Dave screaming, oh, take that little dick and pound my ass. Pound it!
No, it was not.
Oh, one Dave? Okay.
No, it wasn't Dave. Maybe it was. No, it's not.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So that happened for about a few minutes. And then Mike and I were just looking at each other and laughing. They're having fun up there.
It should have been a competition. I should have been trying to outdo them.
Yeah, we should have. And then 10 minutes after, I guess it's round two, I guess. It's either round two or a second set of guys or it's just really a switch.
Or they flipped.
Okay, so
switch hitters.
Yeah, they did a switcheroo in the middle of it. So, yeah, it was interesting. So in the morning, I'm not going to say any names. But anyway, in the morning, just nonchalantly walking around and finding out who it was. So, okay. It's nice.
But you can recognize them voices.
Mm-hmm. So. I think I could recognize the voices. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But anyway, so that was last weekend. And so shout out to Jerry, to James and Tim. Of course, my Joe also. They had a party last weekend and we weren't able to go. Also, Mark and Michael, we hung out with them. Alongside with Dave, also we were at the buffet last Sunday before we left.
The buffet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, shout out to Gary Snyder from Erie, Pennsylvania. He was in San Antonio. We were
but
there.
But did he call us and let us know he was going to be close by so we could arrange to go hang out with him or do anything like that? Did he?
No. Anyway, welcome to Texas.
That's right. Welcome to Texas. Get you on a little podcast and just forget about all your other podcasting friends. I'll see how you're going to be. That's okay.
All right. So, anything else, Ray? What do you have in it? Do you have any shout-outs?
Shout out to Jerry T on his birthday this week. He's celebrating it up at the Big Gay Ranch north of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
Shout out to Robbie.
Robbie.
Shout out to Manny, the most wonderful little
Look
chihuahua.
Look at this Manny. He's so cute. He's so quiet. Yeah.
Now, for y'all that's been a long time watching the show, Buddy, I remember I tell you, and Greyhound was never this calm.
Yeah, he just jumps around.
He was just so hyper. Even when he's old, he was hyper.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that's that wraps up the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a message on our voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and leave us a voice message. We'll play it on the show. Really, we will.
Yeah.
Unless it's just too dirty.
Well, if it is too dirty, even better.
Even better, yeah. We'll play,
play it even, yeah. Okay, so subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, like just like Jerry, our friend. Also...
Or you can watch us on Roku.
Yes, Roku Player. You can also watch this show. Well, listen to the show. I don't know if the video is ready yet.
Oh, video, okay.
But the audio is running right now on Roku Player. And, of course, go to the official website. You'll see all the links, what we talked about today, and all the links how to watch and listen to the show on bearpodcast.com. Yes. So, thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. What a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear.
It's a well hung mic. You're gonna break my lap over that, your hard head.
Am I in yet? Am I in? I'm in. I'm in.
Whew. God, I ate too much. Way too much.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray. And this is episode 4. Already, man. Already.
Okay. Okay, let's do it again. Okay,
come on, Manny. It's time for your glamour shot.
Glamour shot.
Get up here and say.
Say.
Hey. I don't like being turned that way. I ain't feel safe yet for you to hold me upside down.
Oh, what do you mean?
Look, Manny. See, look. Look at all the peoples. Look. Say hi to all the bears. Oh, I'm sorry.
Aww, poor
puppy. You just want to sleep. I know. He just wants to sleep. Mm-hmm. He just wants to sleep. He gets so sleepy and tired. I'm just a big baby.